God definitely has an order. 1 Corinthians 14 talks about walking in God's ways. God is a God of order. He created all things. Look at his creation. It has order. It has kinds. It has people walking according to his standards, reproducing, making things plentiful on the earth. But then you have man-made religion that is not of God's order. 40,000 different denominations not rooted in the truth of God. 40,000 denominations teaching lies and false ways. Modern pastors, priests, popes, not telling you the truth, neighbors. You're drifting through life and the wrath of God is coming for you. There's a storm and a tornado, a hurricane on the horizon. You're missing it. You're missing it. Ma'am, God blesses those who obey him. If you're of the world, you're not obeying God, ma'am. You got to obey God and walk in righteousness. You got to walk in spirit and truth. You got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. No one's going to enter the kingdom of God living after the pattern of this world. No one's going to enter the kingdom of God keeping their own ways. Test yourself, neighbors. Jesus is coming. Do you know the narrow way? Don't trample the blood of Jesus today. What a glorious Savior. Beaten, battered, bloodied, bruised. But people today have reduced Jesus down to an hour-long church service. Man invented the church services. The word preach. You know what the word preach means? Public crier. Did you know that? We've been telling people that all day. The word preach means a public crier. They go into the street and they tell you the news that you need to hear, that the wrath of God is coming and that churches aren't going to save you and your own faith isn't going to save you. Only if you're washed in the blood of the Lamb. Only if you're cleansed in his righteousness. Only if you're keeping the word of God in his ways are you going to find eternal life to come, neighbor. Do not be deceived. Holiness and righteousness mark God's people. Are you living holy and righteous? Have you surrendered your life? In the book of Revelation, it talks about those who add or take away from God's word. You'll get the plagues added, and you'll get your name taken out of the Lamb's book of life. We don't want that to happen to you. Revelation 21:8, whoever loves and practices a lie is going to be put outside of the kingdom. In Revelation, it tells us to overcome 8 or 9 times. Overcome means to conquer. Conquer your sin in your life. Conquer worldliness. Conquer all the battles you have in your life. Conquer and overcome in righteousness and truth. Are you conquering? Are you overcoming? Are you growing in your holiness and your righteousness if you claim Christ? But if you live as a pattern of this world, you're fooling yourself. Paul says you're caught in the snare of the devil. Help people get out of the snare of the devil. How does the devil ensnare you? Lies, false traditions, worldliness, sin, carnality, pagan ways, Christmas and Easter. All of these things keep you outside the kingdom of God, neighbor. The kingdom of God is in spirit, truth, and righteousness. And in power. But you're not in the spirit, truth, righteousness, and power of God as you live after the world. So our job is to go out into the streets, public cry, lift up the word of God. He just went for a walk with the little ones, I guess. Lift up the word of God in the public streets to tell people it's a narrow path. Broad is the road to destruction. Test yourself to the word of God, sir. Loving our neighbors. I love it. Handing out gospel cards, walking through here, preaching a different message. Well, it's a repetitive message over and over because it's all different people each time I walk 50, 100 feet, whatever. So glorious thing. Get to hand out gospel cards. The sisters are handing out gospel cards. Brother Kuo is handing out gospel cards. So it's a glorious thing. Test yourself, neighbors, to the holy word of God. Christ is coming in flaming fire. He's going to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. What are you living for? Who are you living for? How are you living? Unless you're living for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you have no hope of eternal life to come. It's loving and truthful to tell you this. And we're going to read some scripture that will encourage those that have ears to hear.